Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After today's presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question at that time, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Ron Brochek. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the fourth quarter storage sales acceleration prospecting call. I appreciate everybody taking some time this morning to join us. I have with me Scott Drummond, who is an expert in storage and storage software, who will take you through a portion of this presentation. If you could, if you were not able to get the presentation, someone mentioned earlier to me that the link was broken. This is for the internal users. It seems to be working now, so you should be able to download the presentation. If you're a business partner and couldn't find the presentation on PartnerWorld, well, we had some challenges getting it out there as well, and I would ask that you send an email request to Sarah Molnar, that's S-M-O-L-N-A-R, at us.ibm.com, and request a copy of today's presentation. Now, if you go to chart number two, you know, this is motherhood and apple pie. I think I've used this chart in several prospecting calls, but, you know, the great thing about storage is, you know, it seems like everybody's having the same set of challenges. The challenges haven't changed since the beginning of the year in terms of data growth and how do we manage that data growth and lower costs associated with it. The other thing is we all know the importance of managing, maintaining data and the fact that losing data could have an incredible impact to a business, whether it's lost revenues, lost customer confidence, embarrassment in the market, fines from contracts or government agencies, and you know, potentially even jail time for those customers, executives that don't have good compliance policies and practices in place. And, of course, in today's economy, budgets are not increasing, so everyone's being challenged with how do I manage this growth in data, how do I do more, and do it with less resources. So we need to do it and manage data in a smarter way. If you go to chart number three, just to reiterate some of the key customer challenges, and this was a study done by ESG back in April of this year, talking about what are some of the key challenges that customers are facing around data and data protection. And you can see the kind of responses that ESG received from their survey, ranging from keeping pace with capacity, you know, reducing backup recovery times, reducing the hardware costs associated with backup, needing to expand the reach of backup to outside the data center, to the desktop, to the laptop, to the endpoint, remote offices. They cited the fact that they're struggling with lack of disaster plans or processes for disaster recovery planning in terms of protecting that critical data. And, of course, there's unacceptable levels of downtime due to backup recovery, taking an application down to back up the data. Well, those times of having those backup windows are long gone. And if you just click on the right-hand side of the chart, and once again, if you've been in Tivoli this year, you heard me say this before, but, you know, in Gartner studies, Gartner has found that 48% of the customers that they talk to, that they survey, are planning a major redesign of their backup infrastructure over the next 12 months. And the customers or clients cite the reason for doing this is reducing cost or taking advantage of new capabilities like data deduplication or improving productivity and ease of use with data protection. So those are the main driving factors and why customers are looking to do something, and it lines up pretty closely to what ESG is saying. So I think there's consensus across the industry, across the various industry pundits around cost reduction and backup recovery. The other thing Gartner groups mentioned, and this is really an important point, is customers are willing to switch vendors to achieve their cost reduction goals. In other words, customers are more than happy to move from Symantec to TSM or Legato to TSM or Data Protector to TSM and to go through that additional work to do that migration in order to achieve their three primary objectives of cost reduction, new capabilities, and ease of use. Going to chart number four, once again, these are three sales plays actually that I put in place at the beginning of this year. And what I found was that these three simple pipeline building tactics work. They carried us in the first half where we exceeded plan, carried us through the third quarter where we exceeded plan, and I believe they will carry us through the fourth quarter. And it's really around three fundamental sales tactics. One is leveraging your install base. I call that nurturing your install base. Going back to the huge install base we have in North America around TSM and looking for growth opportunities. I highlighted in red the capacity pricing pilot. This is a very easy tool to use in your existing TSM accounts where we can convert customers from the PVU model to a capacity-based model. And by doing that conversion, we can drive growth within that shop, and that's a great way to drive new business in the fourth quarter. And, of course, upselling our TSM add-ons, whether it's Christie, Bear Machine Recovery, or SysBack or FastBack, to the existing install base. The second key sales tactic is teaming. I'm a firm believer. We need to sell as a team. STG and Tivoli and services and our partners selling in a fashion where we're delivering a total solution. And we need to, do a better job, and I highlighted this in red, in clothing our hardware opportunities with storage software. And there's some natural affinities between our Tivoli products and the STG products. For example, STG has disk technology like XIV, DSA, DS3, 4, and 5, SVC, or something new called StoreWise V7000, and every one of those products can be packaged with Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager to improve the application integration with point-in-time copy. It's a natural fit. Anytime you sell disk, we should have Flash Copy Manager to go with it. Or when you're selling virtualization, you need to have visibility into that virtualized environment, and that's where TPC or TPC for mid-range comes into play. Or if STG is selling ProtectTier, virtual tape library, into an existing TSM account, well, that's an opportunity for us to team with them and upsell TSM for SANs. Now that the customer would have a virtual tape environment with many virtual tape drives out there, we can really exploit LAN-free backup by packaging TSM for SANs and ProtectTier. Well, the next bullet, I just saw this, we're going to have to strike that SVC entry edition and replace that with the StoreWise V7000. What we need to do is plant a virtualization seed in every key account. This is how we launched SVC back in 2003. We provided a customer with a starter set, if you will, of SVC to put in their test lab to get some experience. What we need to do is start taking the same approach with the StoreWise V7000 and start getting customers to leverage our virtualization technology. More cross-selling between TPC and the hardware. And then the third thing is picking a competitive battle. This is the fun part of the job, going after competition, putting our competitors in a defensive mode. Okay, going after them with a tool called Backup Migrator and the Butterfly Study, which I'll highlight later, to do a total cost of ownership comparison between the existing competitive install base versus an IBM solution. And I would ask every rep to have at least one competitive takeout target per quarter. And let's have some fun. Let's shake up the tree and put our competitors in a defensive mode. Going to chart number six, hopefully this is not news to any seller, but I quickly just want to highlight the capacity pricing pilot. So we know that many customers have had some agita over the PVU pricing, trying to count cores, do an inventory of the servers and the cores that are out there, calculating PVUs, and the feedback we're getting is, you know, it's just not aligning to value that they're receiving for backup recovery, the PVU model, and that there was a preference for something to be done around capacity pricing. Of course, you know, counting cores is not an easy task. And so, you know, we've heard this you know, response from a customer, you know, many times in the past, and the brand has created this TSM capacity pricing pilot that we can leverage in new or existing accounts to move customers to capacity-based pricing, okay, rather than the traditional PVU model. Now, with that said, is PVU model has place, has value. It has value in those customers that are aggressively doing server consolidation and reducing the number of cores on the floor. And with that, with subcap pricing, it could be the right approach for a customer. There's other customers that prefer capacity-based pricing, and now we have an option for them. And this is executed through a special bid offering. I do want to point out that capacity pricing is available for both direct sellers as well as our business partners. If you go to Chart 7, some of the highlights. It's a tiered pricing structure, just like SVC and TPC, or I should say similar to. So we have tiers of capacity and with different price points. So as the bigger they become, the improvement there is in the price per terabytes. Now, for a single part number, a single PID, the customer has access to 7 different products, typically products. That's TSM for EE, TSM for SANs, mail, databases, ERP, Fastback, and Fastback for Exchange. The customer can install as many of these components as they would like across any number of servers without an incremental charge. So it's really a pay on a per terabyte basis, and you have entitlement for all 7 products. And what we use is the TSM primary storage pool is sort of the mechanism to determine how many terabytes of data. That's another point. We're talking about terabytes of data is under the control of TSM. All the customer has to do is issue a single select command in TSM and understand where they're at in their deployment, how many terabytes of data they have. This is a very short sell cycle. This is something that you can sell within a matter of 4 weeks from start to finish. I can tell you we've driven tremendous amount of incremental Tivoli financial revenue with this program in the past quarter. So it can be done, and it's, I think, one of our key selling tools as we go into the fourth quarter. Going to chart number 9, teaming with STG, and once again, this should be like motherhood and apple pie because I talk about this on every prospecting call. Being able to just have a discussion with our STG teammates and sit down with them and talk about our mutual accounts and our pipeline, identifying where we can sell together. I also want to point out that for the Tivoli sellers, if you don't know this, STG gets 100% CVRF compensation for Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager. So we want to work together to get Flash Copy Manager, TPC, you know, TSM with Protect here, in our key accounts. And one of the tools that we have available to us is a hardware software clothing report where we could quickly identify areas of clothing opportunities. So, you know, whether or not we have an XIV deal and there's no stored software, good God, let's just put some, you know, Flash Copy Manager with that XIV deal, for example. So we have the tools in place for you to have this discussion with your STG rep. Now, I don't want to distribute this to widely across, you know, North America. Your Tivoli Storage sales leaders and IMTs have access to this file. You can go to them, and they can be more than happy to crank out a report for your specific territory so you can have those kind of discussions with your co-sellers. Now, with that, I want to really get into some new exciting announcements that were made back on October 7th. And hopefully everybody heard of the joint STG Tivoli announcement. We actually had a big customer event in New York where Al Zoller and Brian Truskowski got up there in front of a group of customers and business partners and IBMers talking about this new thing called the StoreWise V7000. So for us to take us through the technology, we have Scott Drummond on the line. Scott, are you there?
Yep. I am, and thank you very much, Ron. Before we turn to page 10, let me just say just a quick preamble about the StoreWise V7000. Some people have asked about the actual brand name, StoreWise. As many of you may have heard, we bought a company called StoreWise, and it has compression technology that sits in front of NAS devices like the N-Series or NetApp or SONAS or things like that. We liked the brand name so much once we completed the acquisition that we turned it into a new brand name that we'll be using for many new pieces of storage hardware. So the StoreWise V7000, the V7000 is the first entry into the new family. So instead of system storage, you'll be seeing StoreWise V7000 and then new entries after that as we go throughout. The StoreWise V7000, of course, if you haven't heard an announcement presentation on this, is a new mid-range piece of hardware and software. It's a combined solution between SCG and Tivoli that will be targeted and configured and priced towards the mid-range. So it will be for customers that are like needing less than 50 terabytes or less than $150,000 purchase price, that type of thing. We will continue to be selling the DS3500 and the DS5000. What we're looking to do is to take out competitive situations where the DS5000 couldn't beat things like Compellent or Left Hand or others like that. With that, I would just mention one more thing, that there's the joint routes in between the SDG and Tivoli are that we have loaded in pieces of the Sandvolm controller software into the StoreWise V7000, although the hardware is quite different. This is a IBM manufactured box as opposed to things from LSI, which were the DS3000, 4000, 5000. We will continue to hold a good relationship and continue to be selling the LSI sourced boxes. So I'll show you a positioning chart in a little bit. With that preamble, let's move to page 10, and I wanted to describe some of the opportunities that we had. The StoreWise V7000 software stack comes in two different pieces. The first a major bullet is the software that actually is licensed to the hardware. There's the enclosure software PID, or the ordering entry system PID, which is the actual base SVC software, but with a different PID that runs and comes with every StoreWise V7000. And I see I neglected to get rid of the code name Oxford, so that would be embedded StoreWise V7000 environment. This is ordered via the AAS system. So business partners, hopefully that's not a problem for you. Tivoli folks, if you can order via AAS, you can get CREV credit for the second and third piece of software, but not for the actual enclosure software PID. We broke the Sandvolm controller functionality out into a couple of different priced pieces after the base software, one of which is if you wish to add other storage control units underneath the management purview of the StoreWise V7000, then you could add the external virtualization PID. So this would mean that you'd be able to externally manage up to 160 different types of storage hardware from EMC, HDS, HP, etc. Same thing as the Sandvolm controller. Then we also, as we do on the Sandvolm controller, we have the Metro Mirror, Global Mirror, which is the remote copy PID, is a separate price. And again, we can get CREV on it if you can figure out how to order through AES. The flash copy is actually included in the enclosure software PID. And then we have the Passport Advantage up cross-sell opportunities. And we have TPC for Disk Mid-Range Edition, which is a specially list. We reduced the list price of TPC for Disk, kept the full function of TPC for Disk, and just reduced the list price so it would be more appropriately priced for the Mid-Range Edition. This is only available for the DS3000, 4000, 5000, and the StoreWise V7000, or the 345, or StoreWise V7000 if they're underneath SandWall controller. Then also, if your SDG partners are selling replication, the Metro Mirror Global Mirror feature on the StoreWise V7000, then please, please, please co-sell TPC for replication, which you get CREV for along with that. If the customer has is using the external virtualization or they have many different types of storage hardware within their shop, then TPC Standard Edition would be appropriate to sell, and you get 52% of FREV, and you get 100% CREV on that. As Ron mentioned before, for anyone that's looking to integrate in with the applications when they're taking a flash copy, then Tibble Storage Flash Copy Manager certainly is totally appropriate, and you get full CREV and FREV for that, financial revenue for that. And then also, we're going to talk about Fastback and some solutions later on in the presentation. And for an appropriately sized installation, Fastback is a perfect solution for doing some application-integrated solutions. And also, we'll be talking about some solutions against NetApp. All right. Change pages, we need to page 11. So I think I pretty much said all these already verbally for TPC for Disk Mid-Range Edition. Almost all of the customers that have a StoreWise V7000, that would be appropriate. Replication, in case you're doing the replication. And I think I did mention all these. Okay, on page 12, SVC will continue on. We have SVC 6.1 was announced on October 7th, and it will continue to have a very rich roadmap and rollout. And we'll continue to sell that. So we did some positioning here. And the SVC is a disk virtualization system targeted primarily to some of the larger enterprises or larger customers looking to consolidate storage to reduce cost. You know, of course, SVC is a great way of reducing cost. There's, you know, like 9 different ways that it can reduce cost in your customers. Improve productivity, availability, and you know, certainly it does all that and provides you with great flexibility. As I mentioned at the beginning in my preamble, the StoreWise V7000 is going to be constrained to the mid-range or the mid-market customers, and hopefully we'll see that them use that as the primary storage. Or also, sometimes in larger enterprises, they may want to use the StoreWise V7000 as their Tier 2 storage or storage in some of the remote locations. And this will help us in those targets to beat some of the new virtualization-based solutions that Dell, that HP, and others have, that some of our current mid-range storage, which we'll continue to sell, can't compete with. So, and then also, I would like to point out that there had been some confusion. You can use the base license to migrate data without disruption from other hardware to the StoreWise V7000 without having to buy the external virtualization license. So that's just a little bit about SVC and the StoreWise V7000. If you turn to page 13, this is the latest disk portfolio positioning from STG. So you can see down at the bottom we've got SVC as an add-on to any of the devices here. And then up at the top you start out with the 8000 XIV, and then for the file system we've got SONAS, or we've also got N-Series if you don't require as much scalability. And then in the mid-range we've got the 5000 for those that are going to continue to want to have their known technology that are just doing upgrades that don't require some of the advanced features that StorWise V7000 has. And then we have the StorWise V7000 to add on. The idea is to uplift the mid-market sales as opposed to displacing the DS5000 or things of that nature. I will mention that the StorWise V7000 is, as I said, was priced and positioned for the mid-range and the mid-market. So that means that the SVC will be much more scalable and be able to have more engines, et cetera, like that. And then on the entry, not to leave out the entry, the DS3500 is a hot seller. It has all the now has all the software and the capabilities that the DS5000 has, but at a lower price point, and it will continue to be a lead seller at the very entry level. Okay, with that, what I'd like to do is turn it back over to Ron to go through the competitive battle.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Well, if everyone can turn to chart number 15, once again, this isn't new information, but just want to make sure everybody understands the competitive tools we have in our portfolio. We have a great opportunity to go after competition with Backup Migrator's Butterfly Analysis Tool. And just to sum it up in one chart, what Backup Migrator provides is the ability for us to go into a competitive backup account, whether it be CA, EMC, HP, Symantec, Commvault, and do some data collection. We have a data collector that actually pulls information about that backup infrastructure in terms of how many media servers, how many master servers, how much disk, how much tape. It collects information on what's being backed up, how long is it taking, what's the operational errors, you know, like failing tape drives or maybe missed backup streams. And it collects all this data. And we send it to Backup Migrator for analysis, and they have an engine that actually takes in this data, this metadata about the competitive backup environment, that's hardware and software, and it generates an IBM-based replacement solution based on that factual information. So think about going into that, you know, Symantec account who might not be happy with Symantec because of maybe some scalability issues or maybe just not happy with them because of ongoing maintenance cost, and doing a comparison on what that environment would look like if it was a TSM-based infrastructure. Okay, so think about coming back with a solution that includes TSM plus STG Protect here, maybe some XIV disk, or maybe a StorWise V7000 for the back the TSM primary storage pool. And then doing a total cost of ownership comparison, showing the cost savings by moving from one infrastructure to another infrastructure. And if you go to chart number 16, this is an eye chart. It's very hard to read, but it's an example of a customer environment where we went into and we looked at using this tool, and it showed us how many media servers there are, how many competitive tape drives there were, what are the operational issues? What are the scalability issues? And what would it look like with an IBM replacement strategy and a reduction in total cost of ownership? Needless to say, the results have been huge, and we've leveraged this in GB accounts as well as aligned accounts. It's a great selling tool, great, you know, tool to go into an environment and talk to a CIO, talk to, you know, a senior executive about how IBM, hardware and software together, can have a tremendous impact on reducing the costs associated with data protection. And remember what I said up front, right? The Gartner Group study, 50% of the customers, actually the number is 48% of the customers that Gartner talked to, are looking to replace their backup infrastructure, and they're going to do it for three reasons: to reduce costs, take advantage of new technologies like data deduplication, to simplify the management of the environment,
And what we have here is a tool that will cost justify, based on hard dollar savings, factual information, on why a customer should move from a competitive product to an IBM product. And that's hardware and software together. So the other thing, and I don't have a chart on this, but I want to take a moment and just remind everybody, we have several other tools in the Tivoli competitive portfolio. One is we have the TSM competitive takeout pre-approved special bid. I'm glad to say that this is around again for fourth quarter, basically giving us giving myself the ability to discount up to 60% off of entitled when taking out competition using the standard, you know, TSM PBU-based, you know, products. So it's a great tool that I know in North America we use quite a bit to help cost justify getting off of that old competitive product on the TSM. In addition to that, in the fourth quarter, is we have something similar for the capacity-based pricing model, where we have delegation. I have delegation up to 75% off of entitled when going after a competitive account with TSM capacity pricing. So think about this. We've got good, aggressive discounting pricing available to us. We have a pricing model now that for a single PID gives customer access to seven different products in the portfolio that they can deploy across any number of servers in the enterprise. And then we have a tool that helps us with the cost justification on why to go from a competitive product to TSM. And if there's any hardware sellers on the phone, the same tool can be used to cost justify, you know, including Protector and Disk and other technologies, Power7, as part of the replacement strategy. So talk about a 1-2-3 punch there. Okay. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Scott to talk about solution selling. And this is something that, you know, we've talked about quite a bit over the past year or two about the need to come together and sell solutions. Well, Scott's going to take you through a solution based on the new StoreWise V7000 announcement. So, Scott?
Thank you very much, Ron. All right, so on page 17, what I want to do is just I'm going to actually be emulating a little bit of what the original author of these charts, Ron Reif, did. As a matter of fact, if you get a chance, Ron did a part one, part two, part three QuickTime movies on the StoreWise V7000, including this, which is part three of that session. So you might give that a listen if you want. But in many cases, we talk about solution, and what I want to do is I want to give you the view of a solution from NetApp, one of our competitors, and they have been basically eating our lunch in the mid-range, and in many cases, they're actually the number two player in the mid-range now. And I wanted to give you some tools to go after them and answer the customer's requirements from a solution point of view. All right. So it's important that you're in screen show mode for this section. All right. So if you go to page 18 with just the landing page there. One of the things that NetApp will not do is they won't go into a customer and they'll say, I have this great new storage box, and it has so many thousand IOs per second, and it has all these wonderful features, functions, things of that nature. What NetApp actually will go out and do, and if you click again, is they will actually approach the customer, and let's say, for instance, this customer has Microsoft Exchange. They'll go out and they'll say to the customer that I've got a solution that will allow me to basically integrate in with your Microsoft Exchange and be able to take as many snapshots of that as you want, protecting your data, and it's integrated, so you don't have to stop your systems. You're high, you can continue to have high availability, and I can do quick restores of your data very, very quickly. And then let's click again. And also, if you've got other applications that aren't tied in with NetApp or tied in with NetApp via the solutions here, then I have a another agent that I can place on those standalone servers, and then via IP I can also do a software snapshot as opposed to a hardware snapshot and get the data up to the protected NetApp box. All right, and then click again. And if you're worried about disaster recovery, I can copy the snapshots over to a remote site, or I could also move the data with a function called Snap Vault over to my remote site. And at my remote site, I have capabilities of being able to reduce the cost because likely you won't be using this data as much. So I can put it on lower cost disk, and I can also provide deduplication functionality for that. All right, let's click again. And I can manage the entire environment with my NetApp Protection Manager from a single console. So one of the things that NetApp does is they have a very tightly integrated software solution message. And as a matter of fact, what they're looking at is, if you click again, hardware is just a carrier for the software, is something that a NetApp executive was quoted on in this. So they have a nice solution. They don't go in there. They don't talk speeds and feeds. They talk about protection of the data. They talk that from the application point of view. Well, we can do that now also. So if you click again, you'll come up to the page 19 with the StoreWise V7000. So what we're looking at is we're looking at a solution that's very, very scalable. And this is one of the things that if you're looking at a NetApp appliance, they're not that scalable. You need to actually move up to a NetApp gateway for ultimate scalability in that. But the StoreWise V7000 is very scalable. And if you click again, you can see that. And then the third one is we have even in the primary storage, we have very efficient, cost-effective storage with thin provisioning. We have the capability of being able to position data on solid-state disk or SAS drives according to its usage with our easy tiering. So we've got some very effective ways of reducing cost in your storage and also providing good performance. We've got application-integrated data protection, so we've got that in a couple of different fashions. In a Fibre Channel or iSCSI world, we have Flash Copy Manager, which many of you have been selling for quite a while, and Flash Copy Manager certainly allows you to integrate directly in with many of the customer's most popular applications, allowing you to take consistent point-in-time snaps or copies of the data and then putting it over into the storage on the StoreWise V7000. All right, click again. We have a very simple interface that comes with the StoreWise V7000. That's actually is derived from the XIV interface, and so many people are enjoying that with with the StoreWise V7000 and the betas. And I expect when we start to ship that on the November 12th that other people will start to enjoy that also. All right. And then for clients, another click, for clients that have both servers, IBM servers, primarily in the X series, and storage, we have the new IBM Director Storage Control, which allows you to view servers and storage from a single panel and manage them appropriately. And this is where basically we took IBM Director and we married it up with TPC Basic Edition underneath the covers. All right, click again. For larger customers that are looking for disaster recovery, and then you click again, we offer an IP replication capability to be able to copy data from one storage V7000 to another storage V7000. We also have fiber channel mirroring. All right. Now the and then if you click again, we have enterprise SAN-wide management. And then one more click, then I'll say for clients that are looking to integrate, that want to extend this to data that's not currently stored on the StoreWise V7000, we offer we have virtualization of external disk arrays. And I mentioned this already, where we can now manage up to 160 other types of storage devices with the StoreWise V7000. It inherits that capability from the SAN volume controller with the external virtualization feature code. Click again, and then I just wanted to mention that we had the fastback agent, which is actually the mechanism that it provides the IP replication that I mentioned before. We're able to use the fastback agent to integrate in with applications and do the very efficient block level movement of data. Very, very effective. It's almost like doing deduplication, although we do also have deduplication built into fastback, of course. And you're able to use the StoreWise at the local site as the storage for the fastback local server, and then you can use the fastback wide area network feature to be able to replicate over IP over to another site where you would have a fastback server that would have StoreWise V7000 as its storage. If you're using Fastback 611, then you can also tie in with Tivoli Storage Manager and use that as a repository. That's the new news this year. So, and additionally, if you wanted to use Protect tier behind the Tivoli Storage Manager, then StoreWise V7000 certainly could be part of that storage also. All right, that's a little bit about the solution. So I just wanted to say that we can position the StoreWise V7000 with our software, the Flash Copy Manager and the Fastback, against NetApp and WIN. So I wanted to take you through that briefly. And if you wanted to go through it with Ron Reif, his movies, they're out there on the sales kits, and you can download those and take a look at that also. On page 23... Ron did mention this, but we did have a large launch on October 7th, and we had other offerings also that were announced, the DS8800, some enhancements to XIV, adding in the new XIV GUI into SVC along with some easy tiering for external storage, and we had a very, very positive reception from analysts and from customers on this announcement. Okay, page 24. What we're looking at for sales scenarios is we're looking to, and I think I mentioned most of these already, we're looking for the StoreWise V7000 to be a competitive takeout against EMC, HP, Dell, Equalogic, and others like that, and Hewlett-Packard. And then we're looking for StoreWise V7000 to help in customers that are looking for storage efficiency and increased storage productivity in the mid-market. And then also, where need be, we can externalize the storage virtualization. We can basically manage up to 160 other storage devices. Okay, with that summary, what I'd like to do is I'd like to turn back over to Ron for the close.
Thanks, Scott. So I'm going back to our keeping it simple sales strategy on chart number 25. Once again, I think if we hold true to our sales mantra here, we will certainly achieve, if not overachieve, our fourth quarter targets. And really, it's really simple. It's nurturing an install base, leverage capacity pricing to drive incremental fourth quarter opportunities. It's teaming with STG and partners around selling total solutions. So Scott gave you a great example of how we could
build a total solution around the StoreWise V7000 with TPC, with Flash Copy Manager and Fastback, and then pick in that competitive battle with Backup Migrator using the competitive takeout sales plays to cost justify replacing a competitive product with both IBM hardware and software. Going to chart number 26, call to action. Just ask everybody, take some time, look at the materials that are in front of you, leverage the closing reports, you know, buy a cup of coffee for your peer in STG or your business partner. Let's go through some of the opportunities, develop a call plan, and progress this opportunity still in the fourth quarter. Execute. We're already almost a month into the fourth quarter, so we still have sufficient time in the next 4 weeks to, you know, have calls with our customers to build that pipeline to, you know, still close business in fourth quarter. Leverage the competitive and the special bids to address, you know, maybe issues around pricing. And then I would ask you to log your opportunities in the Siebel using the tactic code that's identified here so we can just see how successful our sales plays are moving forward. Leverage the demand webinars, the activities that the marketing team has delivered. And if you go to chart number 27, leverage your North America IoT storage sales team. Just to make sure everybody understands who they are, Deborah Miller, who's on my team, is the Tilly Storage sales leader, so anything TSM related. Shelly Howergren, who many of you know, is the virtualization sales leader. Linda Laffin, RGB's sales leader. George Luzak is focused specifically on Fastback. We need a great Fastback fourth quarter, so leverage him on any of your opportunities. And then we have the IMT sales leads. And I need to make a correction here on the IMT side. So we announced several weeks ago a replacement for Shelly, and that's Pam Queen. Pam Queen is now the West Storage sales leader for Tivoli. So you folks in the West, leverage Pam. And then, of course, we have Caroline and Nick in the East, Dave Sloan up in Canada, and John Fry in Federal. So leverage your extended team to help you in the fourth quarter. Chart 28, just where to go to get some more information on Flash Copy Manager or Disk or SVC or the V7000. And once again, I made a mistake there, StoreWise V7000. And then also, chart 29 and 30 is a listing of all the key Tivoli storage service offerings, whether it be quick starts, health checks, migration offerings. So please, as you develop your solutions, include services to speed up the implementation, provide skills transfer to the end user, and the value is you're going to have a satisfied customer who knows how to use the products, and hopefully we can go back and upsell more technology to them down the road. So with that, what I'd like to do is use the time remaining for Q&A. So, Carissa, are you there?
Carissa, are you there?
Yes, I am. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. And to withdraw your question, please press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. And the first question comes from Louise. Your line is open.
Hello, Ron. Thank you very much for this presentation. I have a question regarding the SVC EE, which I understand is going to be withdrawn from marketing in November, or at least the engine.
Yes.
And I don't know if it makes sense or help me understand how we can continue selling the SVC EE software.
Well, actually, you know, the entry in the charts there where SVC EE was mentioned, really that should have been replaced.
Oh, okay.
It included... you know, renamed it to the StoreWise V7000.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was confused about that. Thank you.
Yeah. You should really lead for those customers that have that mid-range requirement, lead with the V7000.
Okay, great. Thanks.
And the next question comes from Veronica. Your line is open.
Thank you. Hi, Ron. It's Veronica Malone here. And I have a question about the capacity-based special bid offering.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so if we have an existing customer who's on PBU-based and they only buy in little onesie-twosies of TSM, is there any way we can offer them a conversion to the capacity base from PVU just to kind of get them to a platform and then offer future sales to the capacity base, you know, future incremental sales of TSM to can we offer that on the capacity based? Because I have a customer today who's just very unhappy with the PVU-based model, and he keeps complaining about it, wants to move over to capacity-based, but doesn't buy a whole lot all at one time.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a little bit tricky, okay, and maybe you and I should talk offline about, you know, constructing an offering for the specific customer, but ideally what we're asking customers to do is to, you know, commit to future growth as the give to get, you know, to buy into the capacity-based pricing. And so, you know, sort of the rule of thumbs that we defined for North America was we're looking for, you know, buy ahead, you know, 3 years, you know, minimum growth of 10% or so. But, you know, I understand there's customers and certain, you know, competitive situations where we need to be flexible. So why don't you and I, you know, talk offline about what we can do for your account.
Okay. Thank you. I'll send you an email after the call.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And at this time, there are no additional questions.
Okay. Well, first, thank you, everyone, for the continued focus on storage, storage software. We continue to have tremendous success in the marketplace over the past three quarters. We do have a large nut to crack in the fourth quarter. But once again, I firmly believe if we, you know, stay focused on those three key sales tactics of nurturing an install base, teaming with SDG, and picking that competitive battle, we'll have a successful fourth quarter. So if there's no other questions, I'd like to wrap up the call. Thanks again, and good selling.